Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets, beans are totally leading the way. July beans up 12 cents, and of course, corn is up 3 and a quarter as I speak. These markets are holding remarkably well, and many people are questioning how come beans are doing what they're doing when the weather is so nice. It's because the view, there's a couple of things. One is because of the view that point that maybe more corn acres will get planted and they won't have as much switching to beans as originally thought. That's one minute way. Secondly, we had a derivative of an 84-year cycle low marked in the month of April, and that came right on time around the 10th. Then the next one is that the farmers aren't selling very aggressively in South America. And so that's going to bring demand back to us. So there's rumorings of demand surfacing, maybe possibly with China. And so you get it all put together, and it's putting support under the bean market. It's not a runaway, but still, when a market's up 12 cents, it has people's attention. And that's kind of helping put support under corn. The wheat market, still trying to hold those gaps on KC wheat. We think it's a breakaway gap. The market's killing time here. They had every reason in the world to fill it today, and they haven't done it yet. Did it in Chicago, but not on the KC. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.